call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, December 12th, 2016, 9:04 a.m. Commission remarks. Monthly budget report.
I'm not sure what happened. This is the second time it's been on for December, so if you guys had something special you wanted, I'll be glad to get that for you. I did run a current thing because I thought maybe just looking at where you were at currently. So if you have questions, let me know. We right now, with the sales tax coming in December, and I figured that in with this new one here, are down in general county revenue, which is the one that we seem to have to be the most concerned about. We're down about $400,000 right now. We do have three pay periods this month, so that's something that will come out of that. So,
when you say down $400,000, what do you mean? Over projections, over last year, over
actuals. That's what we brought in revenue, what we spent out, and expenses.
So it's a $400,000 swing.
The actual revenues versus expenses, we have about $400,000 less in revenues right now. Okay.
Now, were you not? I'm just trying to remember. Upstairs, you were saying that. That was a better trend than what you were. Remind me what you were saying about.
Well, Brandon, looking at the budgets, last year we budgeted to spend more than what we bring in. My goal, and I hope your goal too next year, is to. I don't think we can budget to be. Balanced. I think if you did, you'd have to cut some payroll and stuff like that. Don't think that's going to be a wise thing for you to do. You may decide to do that, but that's if you don't decide to do that, I'm looking to get the trend where it's less of a.
What wasn't your goal, the $400,000 range? Wasn't that you wanted to get that trend down to that $400,000?
Well, that'd be great for next year. This year, I think, Brandon, that's going to be a little. We've got several expenses to come out of that still yet. Okay. We do have some transfers coming in. That's not a final by any means.
Right. No, yeah. I understand. I just, for some reason, I was thinking that you were worried it was going to be closer to $1 million difference. And now
I do believe it'll be close to that. Okay. I could be wrong.
So you still think that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just depends on what comes in. But we do have two payrolls, and that's a real big expense when it hits the general county revenue.
But we have three payrolls this month.
One of them should have already came out of this, I think. Okay. I didn't check when it, if it's already come out, that's a good thing. If it hasn't come out, then that's...
Yeah, then the second was a payroll day. We'll have one the 16th, and we'll have one the 30th.
So since I ran this morning, it should be in there, I think.
Yeah, it's already in there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Accounts payable.
So, Rick, if we don't approve these, then we don't have to worry about it, right? We can just not approve the...
I don't know. There'll still be the expenses laying there, right?
Oh, it doesn't work
that
way.
You're right. It won't come out of this year if you want to hold it off. You can
I just
do
didn't
that.
Know how it worked.
That's that accrual accounting that some of those people do, So.
Move to approve check numbers 443165 through 443249, warrants 6652 through 6659.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes for November 14, 2016, December 6, 2016.
Move to approve previous minutes for November 14, 2016, December 6, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. intergovernmental agreement by the county and with the city of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services.
Chris, basically, is this the same agreement that we had?
I don't think this involves Chris. Does this involve Chris?
This would be with the...
This is not... This is what the sheriff does, where they provide us an employee...
The 911, but I thought he might know that.
I don't think he has anything to do with this.
It's the employees of the city of Forsyth and the Tanya County.
Doesn't Sheriff Russell usually...
He's usually here for
and
that.
And that police chief of Forsyth usually comes in, too.
My question, which would solve the issue, is if it's the same contract.
That's what I was looking to see if it's the same.
But it was. I think this took place, if my memory's not failing me, about 2 or 3 years ago.
That's when we took our dispatcher out of our office because the expense he was going to have on our fixed mules computer. Memory serves me correct. And this dispatcher stayed down with GMS people.
Yeah, it's the same one. It's a renewal of an existing agreement for 1 year, commencing on the date that's fully executed. So.
Just one year.
Yep. Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by between county and city of Forsyth for 911 dispatch services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. That's next.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, I will go through our reaching out reports kind of quickly. If you want any more information on anything, let me know. Starting with mine, which is the first one on there, working again on health insurance classes and letting people know about open enrollment, because obviously, as far as we know, the Affordable Care Act it is ongoing right now, so we're trying to let people know that they can get enrolled and how to get help if they need it. Two things that I think are very exciting that I was actually up in Columbia last week being trained on under the announcements, the SNAP ENT Skill Up kickoff meeting. Really what that is, University of Missouri Extension has gotten a grant, the Human Environmental Sciences Department, to work with SNAP recipients and actually, if they come to classes or counseling, there are some other requirements that help them meet it as well. But they can apply and get funding to cover certification programs, transportation to the programs, possibly even clothing if they need that for their job. So it's really a very exciting program where some of the folks that we have that are receiving SNAP benefits can get a certification there. And there are a lot of different types, medical, truck driving, and almost anything that somebody's interested in. If it's not on the list, they can present it and possibly it can be added. But with a few things that they have to do, they can get the funding to pay for the whole certification. So that's very exciting. And then the other thing I attended last week was the clergy financial well-being. Also, the financial education part of the Human Environmental Sciences Department. received a contract, I guess, I think would be the better term, as opposed to a grant, to train the Missouri United Methodist Conference on financial well-being for both the clergy and then for them to use to help their parishioners if they are having financial issues. On both of those, we will also be offering counseling sessions to some participants at no charge. To others, there will be a small charge. So those are both really ready to start in January, and I'll know more about them and how they're going as we get started with them. The other big thing, of course, is VITA, our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, is gearing up really quickly now. We've got our training schedule for our volunteers January 5th, 6th, and 7th, and we'll have three sites in Taney County again in 2017, two sites in Stone County as well. I am still taking applications for volunteers. If there is anyone interested in volunteering to be a tax preparer, and again, the training is not until January 5, 6, and 7. I do have the training books available right now, so if anybody's interested, they could come pick the books up at our office, or they can call our office. I've got some other locations. They can pick them up as well. Moving on to the 4-H report for our 4-H youth development specialist, Willow Williams, and she has quite a few upcoming events in Taney County. She has the Leaders Council meeting, the Youth Leaders Council meeting, the Ozarks Teen Challenge photography lesson, and then Hollister 4-H and Maker Masters 4-H meetings at the end of December. You can see the events that she held in November. And then at the bottom, the 4-H outputs. This year, there is the 4-H enrollment is online. And so I know Willa is helping folks with that if they need help. And then as she's been doing, the 4-H Taney County Facebook page, Taney County 4-H blog, and the Taney County 4-H webpage. She updates those regularly. The next report is from Barb Beck, our family nutrition education assistant. And again, she did a lot in November, had poster displays, handouts in five locations. She taught lessons in four locations. And coming up in December, she also has lessons in four locations. And then there's a little bit, the next report is from Dr. Pam Dutzman, who is our nutrition education specialist that covers Taney County. And she held the Junior Chef event November 15th in Forsyth. Over 75 kids participated, and she's got some pictures here, which is exciting. And then down towards the bottom, here's what's happened so far. Community teams have been identified, roles delineated. For Taney County, Erica Arner from Taney County Health Department and Barb Beck, our nutrition assistant again, and Pam from Extension have been working with this program. She also has work accomplished thus far. And bless you, and some other information. The next report is from Jim Worth. And Jim presented two programs in Taney County in November, the Building Relationships with Difficult Children and Creating Special Moments for Infants and Toddlers. And as you know, this month is the last month for Jim to be in our office because his position has been